It's that time to get you caught up on everything social media, and it's been a busy, busy week. Let's get caught up with Charles James. So Kobe Bryant was playing his last game in Houston this week against the Rockets. The Rockets won, and they're on hand to see it. Dwayne Brown and Charles James II.
My favorite player, dog. Hey, nice to meet you, bro.
You know, these players, they're just like us, too. They're like fans. So afterwards, here's what Charles James said. Meanwhile, in Arizona, Brock Osweiler and his gaggle of wide receivers were throwing the ball out at Arizona State. Hey, we know it doesn't count, but this is a pretty nice touchdown. So, Jalen, well, hopefully we see a lot more of those during the season as well, looking good out there in Arizona. Meanwhile, we mentioned Dwayne Brown at the Rockets game, but you know what? He's been pretty busy. He was in Washington, D.C., as you can see, making the rounds at the White House. It's election year. Maybe he's going to give Frank Underwood a run for his money. Just kidding, Dwayne wasn't there to just fill up his Instagram. He was actually doing work raising awareness for the American Diabetes Association. All right, well, up in Wisconsin for spring practice, T.J. Watt was working hard on the field, but he had a little extra motivation from someone watching.
Excuse me, T.J., how was practice today?
It was freaking great. I saw you in the stands and it made me work even harder.
Good,
huh? All right, flipping sides to our next tweet, and I totally intended that pun. There is a pancake out there that looks like somebody familiar. And doesn't that make you hungry? A JJ pancake. I don't know how they did this, but I want to see more Texas pancakes. Those look like a whole collection could be born there. Meanwhile, Jalen Strong has something of his own to display. He had his own Snapchat filter. How does one get one of those? I want one of these. Now it's time for the Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
This week, Carlos Gomez wore a Panthers helmet in the Astros locker room, which isn't a big deal, but it kind of was, and it turned into this roller coaster of emotions as the Houston Texans and the Carolina Panthers went back and forth about this on social media. Well, in the end, everyone ended up friends, as you can see here, and all is well. But hey, Carlos Gomez, if you want to come over to our side, there's plenty of room for activities. Anyway, that's going to do it for this week. But if you want to see more of this back and forth between the Panthers and the Texans and all the other likes that couldn't make it into our segment, check out the extended version on HoustonTexans.com.